Y'all know what time it is.
Y'all don't know, y'all better ask somebody.
Hat on,
hat on,
suit on,
suit on,
looking like the Capitan,
giving a microphone,
dressed
like the $1 million,
diamond things in his cuffs.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all tell me, who could it be but Steve Harvey?
Oh, yeah.
Listening to me,
put
your hands together for Steve Harvey.
Put your hands together.
Everybody, y'all listening to The Voice. Come on, dig me now. One and only Steve Harvey got a radio show.
I have something, and it so describes how I was living. It so captures the feelings that I had about beginning on the pathway of my dreams. It so describes how I felt when I was about to attempt something. And I have some striking news for you. It describes often how I feel still today to a degree. So let me tell you what that is. And I know it's happened to a lot of people. Here's an analogy that I've heard a couple of different ways, but I've kind of, you know, fixed it around to where I can drink it better. And I think it fits my personality to describe it to people best this way. You know, I've talked often about the urgency of doing something with your life, of getting started today, of stopping the procrastination and putting it off and waiting on all your ducks to line up in a row and waiting until the stars align themselves. If you're waiting on such a thing, you're never going to get started. I don't know too many people who can say that all the ducks just lined up in a row. Things happen. Even when you get them lined up, one of the ducks get out of line or somebody knock over the dominoes, something happens. But here's the point I'm getting at. God has so many blessings available to you, you who's listening. God has so many blessings available to you from where you are right now. I don't care what you've gotten yourself into or what you've done. God has so many blessings that he can send your way. But you have to do something. See, a lot of people just sit around and go, man, something always happening to you. You always getting a break. You always doing this. You always doing, man, don't nothing come my way. Listen to me. If nothing ever comes your way, you know why that is? It's because you're not doing anything. I promise you, you're not. See, here's the deal. God has all these blessings he wants to send you, but you got to give him something to work with now. Come on. You have to give God something to work with. God will bless you. God can touch people's hearts on your behalf. He can move situations around for you. He can align the stars. He can set the ducks up in a row. But align the stars and move people around and touch people's hearts and set the ducks up in a row for what? Based on what? Have you put forth any effort? Have you made a single step in any direction to do the right thing or go the right way that gives him something to put his finger on? Come on, man. God can only bless you according to your faith. If you have a little bit of faith, give him that. Let him work with that. He can do that. You know, man, I didn't always start with these speeches you hear in the morning now. I ain't always had these. I grew to these. I stumbled my way to these. I messed up my way to these here. I got it wrong so many times to be able to sound like I got some sense. I said it often, failure is a wonderful teacher. Do you know how many times I have had to have failed to have what I have in my head today? I'm telling you, man, it's a process. People get mad at the process. You got to do something to give God something to work with. He'll bless you, but what you want me to bless if you ain't putting forth any effort, if you just sit down and start, I got a book coming out, I'm telling you, man, that's going to really explain this thoroughly, man, where you can get blessed from wherever you are in your life, wherever your starting point is, wherever you find yourself wound up, you can get it back from there. I've done it. Man, by the grace of God, I done it. I got over, man. I learned some things along the way. Because here's the deal. As long as God keeps waking you up in the morning, he ain't through with you yet. When he's done, you're done. But if God still has a plan for you, you wake up in the morning. He still got some more work for you to do, you wake up in the morning. So if you keep waking up, man, it's something that God wants from you, would love to have from you. And he can work with you, man, if you just walk towards him a little bit. So here's the deal. I know it's hard for the average person to start, because the fear of the unknown is incredible. What if I fail? What if I don't get picked? You know, one of the hardest things I ever did was walking in to quit my job. Oh, man, let me tell you about that day when I decided that I was going to be a full-time comedian after winning an amateur night one time. Quitting your job, following your dream, going for it despite all the naysayers, it's like stepping off a cliff. It's like actually just walking off the edge of a cliff, hoping now, not really knowing, but hoping. Hoping is the bare basis of faith. I stepped off that cliff hoping that my parachute would open and allow me to drift down. See, I've never skydived before, but I would imagine part of the thrill, and I don't know this because I'm not going to skydive to find out. I think part of the thrill for people is the danger part of throwing yourself out of a plane and how it feels to be free falling. But the whole time they're free falling, having this exhilarating over the top moment, you have got to believe in your heart of hearts. You have got to hope with everything in you that when you pull this cord, the chute opens, or else this ain't a good move at all. But you've packed your chute yourself. You've taken the lessons. So you go ahead and you make the leap. Now, the only thing about quitting your job and following your dream is you ain't really been trained all that good for this. You done packed your chute, but you ain't never opened it before. So I walked off this cliff. That's what it was like. And you following your dream is like you walking off a cliff. Now, let me tell you something. Here's the part where people don't never make the jump. They see somebody like myself who jumped off the cliff and the parachute don't open right away. And I hit a couple rocks on the way down. I got my back cut up pretty bad. I got my clothes ripped off. They see that. 3 years living in a car, man, he got his life towed down jumping off that cliff. I ain't jumping off that cliff. But see, what you don't understand is you don't know it, but eventually the chute will open. And I'm at the parachute opening part of my life, man. where the chute didn't open and I'm drifting. And I'm able to go over to Paris, guide my chute over to Paris and glide. I've glided over to Africa and seen what it looked like. It's a slow ride down when the parachute finally opened. And my back didn't heal, too. And the cuts that I had on me, I remember now I know how to stay away from the edge. But the parachute done opened. And I'm enjoying my life for the first time. I'm gliding. But I got hit up against a rock. I can see more. I get a chance to see more things. I get to glide and see more parts of the world. I'm living my dream. The parachute opened. Your parachute is going to open, but I'll tell you one thing for sure. It'll never open if you don't step off that cliff. You got to step off that cliff. God will get the parachute open for you, but you got to jump, baby. That's the hard part, ain't it? Now, the question is, the end of this story right here today, when you jumping?
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
21 minutes after the hour. Ladies and gentlemen, you are here. It has arrived. Another great day, man. Ain't you glad? Ain't you glad he woke you up this morning? Ain't you glad you got the ability to close in your right mind? Ain't you glad, man? Somebody say I'm glad.
I'm glad. I'm so glad.
Somebody glad. Say I'm joyful.
I'm joyful.
Somebody say yeah. Thank you. Welcome to the Steve Harvey Morning Show with the coldest crew in the joint, man. What's up, Cheryl?
Hey, Steve. Good morning to you. Hey, everyone.
Yeah, what's going on, Carla?
Hey, Steve.
Yeah, what's up, June?
Morning up.
Well, let me decide. Nephew, what's up, fool?
Yeah, that's how you get it started. Rich Uncle, what it do, baby?
Last but not least, buzz it back. Cadillac seats.
What
1986.
Morning, Mr. Harvey. How you doing, sir? How are you doing today?
Yo,
how you doing?
Yo,
yeah,
man,
Mr.
Welcome.
Harvey. Good to be here, man. Good to be here.
Yeah, it always is.
Is it really, Jay?
It is really good to be here.
It's gotta be. Anything better than where it was.
Yeah, anything better than and you know what? I'm not leaving. How about that?
Yeah.
How about that? I know you have some problems with me.
How you think them five doing everything?
There he goes again. I don't listen.
I'll bring it up.
I don't want to bring
five
it up.
Five for one. This is the biggest trade in history of radio. Yeah, this bigger than Durant going to Golden State right now. Yeah, this is the biggest trade in radio.
Yes, it is.
I pull off, you know, as a general manager,
yeah.
I pull off the trade of the century in black radio.
Yes, you did. Yes, you did, sir.
I went over there. We dealt. Negotiated, brought J. Anthony Brown to the Steve Harvey Morning Show. They in turn went and found five draft teams.
And now the starting five. All right, I'm not getting in it. I don't want no part of it.
Everybody know I pulled it off, man. I get texts all the time from people.
The streets
that
are talking.
Man,
yeah.
Great
mm-hmm.
move.
Yeah,
man, how'd you do it? Man, how did you know he was going to blend in?
Coming in on Monday!
You already know he going to fit in.
All we need is one more ignorant-ass person. That gives Shirley Carter something else to do.
Yes!
Now they got to watch more people.
Oh, yes. Lord. Oh,
and
Lord.
On Tuesday we
Will
have...
Will you stop? And I thought you said, Jay, you weren't a part of the shade. What do you do?
I don't want to be part of it. I really don't.
You in it, though. You know that, right?
And Wednesday.
See, all it takes to draw him in.
I don't know why they over there talking about it. Every time I wake up in the morning, they over there talking
about it. Thursday.
They're going to make me mad in a minute because every time I listen to the show, they over there saying, oh.
I'm not saying that.
It's time for something funny.
I had nothing to do with that.
Isn't
nothing.
Enough. Roscoe Wallace is in the building.
Roscoe!
We'll hear from him in a minute, but right now it's time for Truth Be Told with Junior. We'll be back.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
We back now, Junior.
Yes, sir, Pop.
Truth be told. Now, what is this one? This is the one we figure out.
Uh-uh.
Nah, this is just a situation that we everybody be dealing with, and I'm just talking about it, just telling the truth about a situation, how to handle it.
All right, go ahead.
I told you this yesterday.
Hell, I'm still confused, as is a lot of the listeners.
Oh, good.
Now, I speaks up on behalf of listeners.
They know. Come on, Junior.
All right, then, Uncle. I'm just telling you about today's issue is we talking about people that we all can't stand. These people exist. And they exist in droves. And a lot of them are our friends. I'm talking about cheap people. People that's just cheap for no doggone reason. We talking about the penny pinchers.
Tommy.
El Cheapo.
Shut up. Go ahead, Junior.
Financial deprived group. These people that complain about everything, want to do everything, but don't want to pay. Ooh, that sound familiar?
I'm sitting right over there.
I'm telling you, these people here are getting on my nerves. You can't do nothing. You go out to eat. How come they always upset of anything over $15? Anything over $15 deserves a comment. They gonna bring it up. Why this fish got to be $15? Where they get it from? What kind of fish is $15? Ain't no fish I ever had $15.
Mississippi, Monaco.
It don't matter where you go, out of town. Why the hotel so high? If the hotel got to be this high, where we sleeping at?
Damn. You
know, it don't matter what it is, they cheap.
Damn.
Right. Well, I figured out a way for us to handle cheap people. And to deal with them. The way we have to deal with cheap people now is bring up their financial woes before they do.
Yes, sir.
That's the best way I found out. Like, we got probably going on vacation about a couple of days, going down to Florida. Yeah. I called him already. I said, dog, I found you a way to get to Florida. I know you don't want to fly with the rest of us, but they got a racehorse leaving right now. You got to get your ass on this horse today. Okay, it don't matter what it is they doing. Dog, I know you don't want to sleep in the room with us, but pimp, I found a way for you to sleep in the lobby for $24.95 per night. You just got to bring up their financial woes before
get it
they
out the way first.
Okay.
You gotta get theirs up out the way first, Jay. Like if we going out to eat, dog, I know you don't want to eat with us, but I'll let you buy my doggy bag for $9.95. Because we know you ain't buying nothing over $15.
That's nasty.
Yeah, dog, what is how you gotta do it, Tommy? They ain't finna pay for it. You just gotta deal with cheap people best way you can.
Well, see, Monica and they not that cheap.
No, we
They have dignified. They not gonna buy your damn doggy bag.
Well, they don't have to if they gonna eat. They ain't
well, but they gonna
for
complain
it.
About the price.
Yeah, we ain't got time for all that.
They talk about it.
Trying to keep all her money for shopping.
Well, she complaining ain't she paying.
Yeah, I'm like, what am I complaining about? Shirley. I'm not paying.
Yeah.
It's all good.
Shirley, I love Shirley, but Shirley doesn't acknowledge that the check actually came out.
To the table.
Why?
To the table.
Why acknowledge it?
That's true, too.
Jay and I have gone out to eat a couple of times.
What's going on, everybody?
What's up,
Rocco?
I like this
tag. Coming on in here, Bob. I'm talking about cheap. I said, let me get on in here with all this money I got.
Let's go.
There ain't nothing cheap about these nugget rings I got on.
No, man.
You can't be cheap with this much gold. 15 gold chains, all different size eagles.
Wow.
That's when you know you're pimping, baby. Hey, what's going on, Junior?
What's happening, Roscoe? My hero.
Hey, Tommy.
What's up, Roscoe, man?
I'm a man over there. I love Tommy, man. Me and him, cooler, man. Hey, there, new man, jamming. What up, baby?
What up, Roscoe? How you doing, man?
Hey, name, what's up, Junior?
Hey, Roscoe, how you doing? I'm loving your eagles.
Hey, Shirley, let me ask you before I get you deep on anything right now. How your man going?
Oh, it's going well. Thank you for asking.
Oh, that's good. I'm good. I like your man. Your man is kind of cool. I've seen him out a couple of times. Nice guy.
Thank you. I'll tell him.
Nice guy. I heard he got barbershop over there, but he don't know how to cut curls, so I got to stay away. I don't need nobody to cut my hair. I bought the last 85 boxes of Stay Free. I bought Curl Free Yellow Red Bottle. Got it all. I'm set for life. Hey, what's going on, Carly?
Hey, Roscoe, what's happening?
Uh-oh.
You know me, everything. What y'all in here talking about this morning?
The president.
President, you know, I'm going to give old Trump a chance. You know what I'm saying?
You going to give him a chance, Roscoe?
Yeah, I'm going to let him do what he going to do. You know, ain't much of a damn thing. I'm going to let him go and do it, though.
Mm.
Okay.
Really?
Did you,
right.
see,
okay.
Did you see him push that guy out of the way, Roscoe? Did you see that?
I like that. That was good, boy.
That was rude. That was
get
rude,
get your punk
Roscoe.
Ass come drive the way.
Roscoe, that wasn't cool.
That was not nice, Roscoe. That
was
not
nice. Man, like damn about them night. We the United States. We ain't finna stand in the back of Boca Stop you.
Of who?
Yeah, but we're back of where?
Where's the
name? Everybody stand in the back of Boca Stop you. We don't know where that little ass country at.
But you didn't think it was rude for him to push the guy like that?
Yeah, you know, you got to do what you got to do over there. You know, see, I travel all around. I go to Europe, perform.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
You know, they ain't all that nice of people now.
Wait, well, you been
you
where in Europe?
They be talking about
what part of Europe were you in?
Damn that.
Be lying.
Push it on ass.
He didn't say excuse me or nothing.
Yeah,
he
got to. How he gonna, look, Trump don't know Boca Stop you. So what are you going to say excuse me for?
Because he's
the
president.
He don't know how to speak the language.
It's just to have manners. You got to have manners.
Presidential-like behavior, Roscoe. Yeah.
Just respect, Roscoe.
Wait a minute. Hold on.
What?
Hold on, man to have presidential-like behavior when he ain't have presidential-like qualification?
He cracking himself up.
I'll see what the hell wrong with this.
Hey, Roscoe, I'm going to switch gears for a minute and ask you
you're
something.
High pimp, you're going to get pimped. You're high player, you're going to get played on.
Yeah,
what you want?
Yeah.
You're high hunter, you're going to get shot.
Whoa.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, we back. Let's go. Uh-huh. Tommy going to run that prank back.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You not graduate.
Hello, I'm trying to reach a Trevon, please.
This him? Who is this?
My name is Joseph. I work over in Student Affairs. How you doing today?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. Listen, you're supposed to be, this is your fifth year here at the university. You're graduating in the next 7-8 days, am I right?
Yes, sir. I'll be out of this joint.
Okay. Listen, I'm giving you a call. We got a bit of a problem here that we want to try and discuss with you, and maybe we can get you over at Student Affairs and come in and have a meeting with us, but we wanted to bring it to your attention. Now, you took one of your last subjects was English, and you had an English exam with you guys are writing an essay. Am I correct about that?
Yeah, that's true.
Okay, it seems that we got some problems here that the professor there is actually insinuating that you may have cheated on this essay that you've actually written.
What? Cheated? No.
From what he's telling us here at Student Affairs is that you may have plagiarized some things that were in your essay.
Dude, I didn't plagiarize nothing that was in the essay. Everything is documented like it should be. So I don't know what you're talking about, especially cheating on no exam or no paper, nothing like that. You must got me mixed up with somebody else.
No, not at all. You're actually Mr. Trevon, correct?
I mean, that's me, but I didn't cheat on no exam or no paper, okay, for that matter.
Okay, well, let me try to bring you up to speed here, Trevon. What we're going to need is we're going to need you to actually come in and talk to us over here at Student Affairs so we can try to get this thing rectified. But I will let you know, it's going to take a few more days longer than graduation. So as of right now, you're actually not going to be walking and graduating with the rest of the students.
What, you got me messed up. What you mean I'm not going to be walking?
Well, until we get this situation rectified here, you're not going to be graduating with the rest of the students. Now,
man, dog, I don't know what y'all got to do, but y'all need to figure it out and find out what the problem is. Man, I didn't cheat on no exam. The hell are you talking about, dude? My family is coming down here, and you talking about cheating on an English exam. The hell I look like cheating on an exam for, and I'm getting ready to graduate. Man, now, y'all need to fix it, like, right now, like today while we on the phone.
We can't do that. It's a sensitive subject, and like I said, it seems like it's plagiarism.
I mean,
you know, if we can get you to actually come over to Student Affairs next Wednesday.
Man, you got me up. What you mean next Wednesday, dude? I'm graduating in a few days. What you talking about next Wednesday, man? Like, why my professor didn't give me a call? Why are you calling me?
Sir, this is not something that professors actually take care of. This is a Student Affairs situation. Now, and it's a very sensitive situation. Now, what we want to do is try to get this thing taken care of. And if what you're saying is actually true, then you'll probably graduate in August
Dude, you got me. I'm telling you right now, this is some. You got me. August? Man, I'm graduating this semester. I've been here too long to go through some my last few weeks of school, and you talking about August?
I ain't even trying to hear what you got to say, man.
My family is coming down here from everywhere to see me graduate. Man, I'm the first male to graduate from my family. You talking about some talking about I cheated on the paper? A paper, dude? A paper? Man, you got me up, man. I'm going to work two and three jobs to see me through this school, and now I'm coming getting ready to graduate, and you talking about I gotta wait until August to graduate? Man, hell no. Nah. I'm on my way to the office right now, and you can tell whoever the professor is that I'm on my way, and he needs to be there too.
Sir, all I can really tell you is that we can try and get this thing rectified as early as next Wednesday.
Like, man, what's your name again? And where is your office?
I'm at Student Affairs. I'm Joseph.
Oh, okay. So I'm about to get in my car right now, and I'm about to come over there, and we're going to handle this today. And how you singling me out? Cheating on the exam or paper, man? What the is that?
Sir, all they're saying is the professor's saying that there's a possibility of plagiarism here.
Man, are you kidding me, dude? I've been here 5 years. I'm the first male to graduate from college, man. My grandma is 82 years old, and she coming here to see me graduate. And you're telling me some about cheating on the paper, and I got to wait till August to graduate? Man, that. Man, you tell that professor to come to your office right now, because I'm already in my car on my way to come to your office, and we're going to handle this today. That, man, you got me.
I don't have any more room on my schedule to actually pull anybody in today.
How you going to call me with some like this? Talking about you ain't got room on your schedule? Man, hell no. Mr. whatever your name is, I'm on my way to your office
right now, and all I got to tell you,
and I'm telling you up front, it's going to be a problem if I ain't graduating in a few days. You got to deal with me. You got to deal with my family, my mama. We don't play that, man. You got to stop.
Sir, is there a possibility that maybe you plagiarized and didn't know that you did that?
Dude, man, what the you mean? The paper was over some that I already knew.
Sir, can I tell you one more thing, and then I'll ask
you. You can't tell me a thing. You already called me with some talking about I can't graduate with my class after I done been this for 5 years, then sacrifice and study my off, and you telling me I can't graduate until August? You ain't got to tell me.
I do have one more thing I need to tell you, and then I'll let you be on your way, okay?
Man, go ahead.
Can I tell you what I want to tell you?
Dude, go ahead. I'm telling you.
This is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. You just got prank phone called by your best friend, Brian.
What? Hello? Man. Dude, somebody gonna playing jokes like that, dude. Man, do you know how hard I worked in school to get out this 5 years? 5 years. Man, I'm telling you.
Man, you are the first black male in your family to graduate from college. You're doing it big, boy.
Man, I know, man. It's been a journey, bro. I can tell you it's been a journey, man.
I got one more thing to ask you, baby. What is the baddest, and I mean the baddest, radio show in the land?
Man, it's that Steve Harvey Morning Show.
That is. You ain't graduating.
Oh, Lord. Oh,
Lord. Y'all feel sorry for him?
Yeah.
Man, please. Yeah. People deserve to be pranked.
Oh, goodness.
It's necessary.
All right, tell me. Now, this story goes right with your prank. This is a college student in Florida who tried to prove that he should get a good grade by locking his professor in her office until she was willing to let him take a makeup exam. What? Jude Shadu Akachukwu is accused of trapping Heather Holly, a math professor at Santa Fe College, in her office because he felt he deserved a shot at a new exam. But she managed to escape, at which point he threw himself on the floor and began crying and screaming. What? When she worked her way down the hall to the room where she was supposed to be teaching another class, Akachukwu followed her and interrupted the lesson plan numerous times. Holly called cops to remove the student, who was charged with false imprisonment, as well as cocaine possession, marijuana possession, with intent to sell, and possession of a controlled substance without a prescription.
His ass gonna get put out the country.
Yeah, all that for makeup exam. Get that test
again. Them set up there and mess
who?
Up.
Wait, who?
Akachukwu.
I need to take the test again. Why? Why can't I take it again?
Get your ass out the country.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
right now. It is Monday. Reverend Adnoid, there he goes. And Deacon Def Jam back in the building. They're here with church complaints.
Yes, and back in the building. It's now.
Get it together. I have it.
Tell
him. Find it.
I have it.
I can't tell you how many times I've heard that. Find it. Paid good money for a two-finded player.
Anyway, what this is the...
There we go.
Yes,
that's the spot.
Yes,
that's it.
This is the jackpot joint of Jerusalem.
Go ahead, don't speak old it.
Yes, ching, ching. Hallelujah.
Ching, ching, hallelujah.
Reverend Adnoid.
The Reverend Adnoid is here with you.
Are you breathing directly through your nose?
It's as clear as it's going to get.
That's a mouth breather if I ever heard one. Breather if I ever heard one.
Go right ahead.
They got some inhaler for that.
I've tried all of that. None of that works. Inhalers, CPAPs, all of that. This is a good day right now.
Have you went with Vicks Vapor Rub?
What I'm telling you is this is a good day. It's getting worse or worse.
Well, I have some complaints.
I'd like to hear them.
Let's see if you can handle this. The Tambourine Sisters.
Oh, my God.
Bernardina, Loma Linda, and Gussie Pearl had a fight with the drummer and the bass player for sitting their instruments on the tambourines and bending them. Now, one of the tambourines is around the drummer's neck, and he can't get that off. The bass player is still unconscious with a tambourine lodged in his left butt cheek.
Oh, my God.
They are wanting for you to figure out how to get the drummer and the bass player, because it don't look like they're going to make it Sunday.
So when he walks, you hear chink, 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 chink.
You hear the tambourine. If one shakes his neck and the other shakes his butt, you can get a song out of it.
Wow. Yeah.
I have a church announcement. I have one church announcement. I'm going to get this in real quick. I can't tell how many times I've heard that and said that. The white parents who need tips on their black grandkids' hair will meet in meeting room 5. The white parents. The white grandparents who need tips on their black grandchild's hair. I mean, have you ever seen that? That is the most disgusting thing.
Yeah, when they're trying to comb their hair.
They're trying to comb that little... Oh, my goodness. Right. Go right ahead now. Church complaints.
I think y'all need to start with just grease and scalps. That need to be the first thing.
It's the saddest thing you ever want to... They try to act like they're not with the little girl. That's the thing that gets me.
They walk away from her. Ahead of the baby. I know what you mean.
Who is this little nutty head child?
Listen, Sister Moseanne Pepperlips.
Pepperlips?
Yeah. Sister Moseanne Pepperlips got breast implants in her back by accident. She was supposed to be lying on her back for the procedure she didn't know and laid on her stomach by accident.
Yes.
The doctor didn't notice and gave her 2 breasts on her back. She is asking us to help get a bra that's going to hold up all 4 breasts.
All 4 together. Yeah. With shoulder straps, I'm thinking.
Yeah.
Really Botched. Good.
I'm thinking lawsuit.
Hold her back.
Here we go. We got one more. Can we keep it.
Go ahead.
The gangsters and thugs with small dogs will meet in meeting room 4.
Say that one more time.
Gangsters and thugs with small dogs will meet in meeting room. Don't you know how ridiculous you look?
Yeah. If you don't have a pit bull,
get a pit bull and get your ass out of here.
And be gangsta gangsta.
Why you got a dog you can hold in the palm of your hand?
Yeah. You can't be gangster with a gold grill and a Yorkie. It's just not gonna work.
If a gangster's holding a dog and dog, that is not. Go get you a dog, fool.
You're going to have to get a real dog.
Okay, Shirley. Okay. Down, girl.
All right. Here's a complaint right here.
Yes.
Somebody cooked chitlins on Saturday in the church kitchen.
Oh, my God.
The entire back of the church is still stinking. Now, what they want to do is have a chitlin breath test to see if it would lead to who did it. And this needs your approval in order to get started. But we're going to have a lineup and smell everybody's breath to
Who's going to be the tester? Not me.
Okay.
Nobody's signing up for that.
Not me. Are we good on time or can we wrap this up?
Keep going.
We good. All right. We have one more.
Go ahead.
I know you got a lot. It's Monday.
Okay, good, good, good. It is summertime, which means the big girls who like to show a little gut.
What? Look, okay, say that one more time.
The big girls who like to show just a little gut.
Just a little gut.
We'll meet in meeting room 4.
You got a lot of meeting
room. You got a room for these girls.
Yeah. it just be a little bit.
Just
too.
A little tad of gut. Just not much to scare you. Just a hint of gut.
Just the bottom of the belly button.
Gut busters.
Shut up, Junior.
You've seen them out there. They're all in the mall.
Yeah.
They walk by and go, ooh, that's a little hint of gut right there. Don't you think you should cover that up?
I think I like the ones that have more back meat. I love back meat.
I love back meat. I'm a back meat man.
I'm a back meat man.
I am a back meat man.
Yeah. Right.
Well, you should like the lady with the breasts on her back.
That's her. They can be together.
They can be together. I'm not turning away a woman with 4 breasts. I'm not going to do
that. No, why would you?
No, why would I do that?
Some in the front, some in the back.
Yeah, I don't care if you're coming or going. It's all right with me.
Some in the front, some in the back.
Mm-hmm. I hate this
church.
All right,
we have another one right here.
Let me hear that.
The men who like to walk and their arms don't move will be asked. You guys.
I've seen it where it just hangs.
It just don't move it just, at all.
Yeah. It just hangs.
It just left.
Straight up and down.
Straight up and down.
And one of them is shorter than
Can't
the other.
Can't be trusted.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, without further ado, it's him. Thank you.
We love him.
Okay, he's not going to say my name. Hello, this is Eugene Antoine Ferguson. I don't know. He brings everybody out, but won't bring me out. Listen, I want to say this. There's something very major going on in my life right now.
Oh, really?
I just have to share it with the world.
Okay.
I do. I am getting ready to audition for a play called Braveheart.
Like the movie?
Yes.
What? Are you going to play the Mel Gibson part?
Yes, I am auditioning for William Wallace.
You ain't finna be no damn man. Mel yeah. Gibson. That's yeah, my favorite movie, man.
He can do it. He can do it.
Yes, I can.
No, you can't, man.
Steven, I've been working so hard and diligently. I really have. And I have partnered up. I have a new acting coach who is J. Anthony Brown. He is going to help me with what I'm doing.
I believe you can do it. You ready?
So here
he is. Damn, coach.
Damn, you seen Jay?
You ready?
Yeah.
Well, wait. Uh-oh. Okay.
Jay was in Drumline, boy.
That's right. Oh, he sure was.
Yeah, you ready? You ready?
Okay, here it is. Signs of Scotland. I am William Wallace.
William Wallace was 7 feet tall, man.
Yes, I heard. Kills me in by the hundreds. And if he were here right here, he would consume English and 5 miles from his eyes and bolts of lightning from his arse. I am William Wallace. And I see a whole army of my countrymen here in defiance of tyranny. You have to come and fight as free men. And free men you are. What will you do with our freedom? Will you fight?
We will fight.
Fighting, you may die.
Why are you out of breath?
Run and you'll, because I'm riding a horse.
Oh.
Fighting, you may die. Run and you will live at least for a while. And dying in your bed. And dying in your beds many years from now. Would you be willing to trade the days from this day to that for one chance, just one chance to come back here and tell your enemies that may take your lives, but they will never take your freedom?
Oh, that was great. That was great. That was fantastic, man.
I think you get the part. Great. I think you get the part.
Yeah, but just slow down. Slow down. You did very good. Yeah. And don't say that, Steve. Please.
You stupid. Jay, you stupid and you suck.
Oh,
that's the worst.
Yeah, I want to hear that. Wait, Steve, maybe you didn't hear the last part.
Would you be willing to trade all of your days for this day? to that for one chance, just one chance to come back here and tell our enemies that they may take our lives, but they will never take our freedom.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, we back. Let's go. Shirley, what are you talking about? What are these OHOHA?
Yes, Steve, it's...
We've kind of decided.
Yeah, we've all kind
of
collaborated.
We've come together as a group, and we've made a decision because we love you. You're our fearless leader, and we want...
We're concerned.
Yeah.
And you need this.
Yeah, you need this.
You need this. OHA, Steve, and for those of you who don't know, it stands for Overhosting Anonymous.
You have it.
And you have
that. You have that. Overhosting Anonymous.
Overhosting, sir.
Yeah. And you got to go to their meetings.
You have to go to the meetings.
Get the chips and everything.
Yeah.
Hi, my name is Steve.
You have to do all that. Yeah. And I'm an overhoster.
We see signs of it.
Yeah, we do. Mm-hmm. And we want to help you, Steve.
We know other people who've had it.
Ryan
Seacrest, he has it.
Great example.
Dick Clark had it.
Oh, Dick Clark.
Dick Clark really had it.
Yeah, Dick Clark really had it. Yeah. And you have it.
Simon Cowell.
Simon Cowell definitely has it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Nick Cannon had it for a minute, but they stopped it.
Yeah.
Abruptly, didn't it?
Yeah. He quit. Yeah, he quit. Yeah, so Steve, you know, in lieu of all that, in light of all of that, we just came together as a group to help you. So Tommy.
Let me ask you, when do you think that the whole overhosting started? I mean, how old were you when you started hosting? When did it appear?
I don't really see it as a problem.
Denial.
That's the sign.
It's worse than I thought.
It is. It's pretty bad. It's
Now, is it true that you have taken on another hosting job?
Uh-oh.
Yes, it is.
When does that start?
Yeah, what is that?
Yeah, that's this summer. It's Steve Harvey's Thunderdome, as well as
you have two big
shots for every year.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow. My God. This is worse than we thought.
Yeah, it is.
And is there something else?
Is there something else that we don't know about?
Yeah, Showtime at the Apollo is coming.
Oh, my God. Gosh. Father of God.
Oh,
Father of God. This is worse than I thought.
Yeah. You have OHA to the worst degree.
He's an overhoster. He's an overhoster.
I don't see the problem with this.
Tommy, you have UA.
Don't try to turn it. That's what they do. Don't try to turn it.
This is about you, Steve. We're here to help you.
It's about you.
Yeah, this is about you. Yeah.
Is it true that you've called trying to get Soul Train back up?
So you can host that?
Okay.
We've heard that.
We've heard that, yeah.
Heard rumors.
Now, Shamar Moore has been calling.
He deflected.
And Anthony.
He is.
And so you don't see it as a problem yourself, Steve? You know?
No, absolutely.
Yeah. Oh, that's a problem.
That's very bad that you don't see it.
Yeah, that's a problem.
Yeah.
Boy.
Yeah. And is it true that you never, ever are seen without a suit on? Ever. No matter. Yeah.
Oh.
All the time. You always have. You're ready to
not
host.
Entirely true, but for the most part, I would have to say.
This is not looking good.
And we've been told that even when you're in the shower, you start hosting to yourself.
You host yourself. Yeah. Hosting alone.
Hosting alone. That's alone.
Well, I'm hosting. Actually talking to body parts in the shower.
Oh.
And you're hosting them.
You're hosting them.
He's an overhoster. These are clear signs.
This is the worst case.
Well, I have my own mic.
Mic on a rope. Is that?
It's on a stand, actually.
Wow.
Yeah. In the shower.
Well, we're going to send you to an OHA. Is Overhosters Anonymous, and you'll be there with other people who have the problem, and you know, you guys kind of like the camp that you have for boys, and you guys will be able to ride horses and barbecue and chat it up, you know. Some of the
when he's in a room full
with people who have the same problem, you could see yourself.
Anthony, you'll be going to the TC meetings.
What is TC?
That's a meeting of turncoats.
Do you understand we're trying to help
you? We're trying to help. Yes.
Let me ask you this. This last one is crucial. Is it true you've been thinking about hosting the Tom Joyner Show?
No, but Jay is.
All right, Nephew Tommy's. Nephew Tommy's prank phone call coming up.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, y'all. Hey, coming up at the top of the hour, about 4 minutes after the hour, get ready for today's strawberry letter. But up next, come on, fool.
NBA party. That's the prank, Uncle Steve. NBA party. That's all y'all need to know.
So stupid.
Huh?
I know it. I just know it.
Yeah. Just right there.
But you support him, though, Jay. So what's the problem?
I know it, but he has OP.
What's OP?
Over
what's
pranking.
Like, you ain't over murdered the hit.
All of these diseases.
We all suffer from something here.
Hello?
Hello, I'm looking for Brad.
Yeah.
Hey, Brad, how you doing? This Poncho, man. I'm one of Marcus's boys. How you doing, man?
Oh, yeah. Hey, what's up, man?
Hey, I talked to Marcus, man. He was telling me about, you know, the playoff party, man, for Sunday, man. So he told me if it was cool, I would come through, man. I just wanted to call and holler at you, see if I need to bring anything, food or some drinks or whatever, you know?
You friends with Marcus?
Yeah. This is Poncho, man. I'm friends with Marcus.
Okay, yeah, I think it's cool. Yeah, well, nah, you ain't great, unless, of course, you know, you drinking something special. But, it's just going to be me, Marcus, and, you know, a couple other boys going to be here. And, you know, whatever you want to bring, it's BYOB. So, yeah, that's cool.
Okay. What time y'all starting, man? He told me, like, around 1?
Yeah, I'm going to be here all day. But, you know, yeah, come on through about 1, 2 o'clock, you know, just before the game gets started. We'll have got the flat screen going, everything to be laid out. So, just come on through whenever you come through.
All right, just remember, man, Poncho, all right? I'll be there.
Poncho, got it.
All right, cool.
All right, peace. Hello?
Hey, Brad?
Yo.
Hey, Poncho again, man. Listen, real quick, how much food and liquor do you have?
I think we got enough for Sunday. What you got going on? What's up?
Yeah. I got like 3 boys going to ride with me, man. I just want to make sure you got enough over there.
Okay, who is this again?
This Poncho. You know, we talked about 30 minutes ago. This Poncho. Marcus' friend.
Right, okay.
I called you about 30 minutes ago, told you Marcus told me it was cool.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, I'm sorry. Phone been ringing back and forth. I guess it's all right, but, you know, we ain't trying to overload the joint, man. Just, you know, I know Marcus, and if you're a friend of his, then that's cool. You can come through.
It ain't but 3 guys, man. It ain't but 3 guys coming with me, man. They real cool, man. We'll bring something to put on your pit or whatever, you know? It'll be good.
Okay. Yeah, that's cool, man. But you know, yeah. Come on through, man.
All right. I talk to you. All right, Brett.
Wait, is one of them Marcus?
Is one of the guys Marcus?
Yeah.
No. I got it's 3 guys. Me, I make 4. You know,
so about 3 other guys. Yeah, whatever, man. That's cool. Yeah, bring them through, man. Come on. It's fine.
All right.
Later. Hello.
Hey, Brad, Poncho again, man. Listen, hey, I'm gonna bring one more. I'm gonna bring one more person with me,
wait,
dog.
Hold, pump your brakes, player. Wait, hold up, hold the f*** up. Now,
what's up?
You Marcus's friend?
Yeah. Me and my Poncho.
Yeah, okay. I know you Poncho, man, but you bringing everybody but the Cisco kid up, and Marcus is cool with me. That's my boy. We go way back, and if you cool with him too, then okay, you can come. You know, I'm trying to have an NBA playoff game. You bringing the whole NBA with you.
No. It ain't like that, man.
But, man, I mean, the place ain't that big. You know, my wife is going to be coming through here. And, you know, I got the house laid out. I told her I wasn't going to destroy the place. I just got out the doghouse like 2 weeks ago. I ain't trying to that up. So, if you're coming through, you come through. You know, bring 1 or 2 people with you. But that's it.
Okay, all right, but listen, here's what I decided, man. I ain't going to bring them dudes with me. I'm just going to bring a little lady friend with me, man. Is that cool? I'm just going to bring a little lady friend.
No dudes. Okay, that's cool. Now you're talking. Okay, because I know she ain't going to eat up a bunch of so come on through here with her and, you know, be done with it. That's fine.
Right. I'm going to call Simone now and tell her that she coming with me, okay?
What's her name?
Her name's Simone.
That's funny. That's my wife's name.
Oh, okay. But maybe they'll hook up while we're watching the game. That'll be cool.
She ain't gonna be here, so I'll send her and her girls with the nails done.
Okay. So check this out, man. I'm gonna reach out to Simone and let her know that we're gonna leave her and get over there like about 1. And you say it's cool, right?
Yeah, it's cool, man. That's a whole lot better than bringing a bunch of up in here, but.
Okay, bet. Yeah. Now check this, man. Mine, you know, my friend, she married, you know, and she wanted to get away from my husband for a minute, man. I guess they've been going through, so, you know, just keep it on.
Hold on, wait. Back up there.
you bring in a married woman named Simone. What are the odds of that? My wife's name is Simone.
Okay, well, no, I mean, this one, Simone, is her last name is...
That's my last name.
Hold on, dog. This Simone is light-skinned.
Yeah, you keep on describing her. She's light-skinned, 5'1", short hair, got the alley cut.
Yeah, that's
how long you been with my wife?
Hey, dog, me and Simone been friends for a minute, man. It wasn't until like a couple weeks ago she reached out to me and said she was going through some.
She reached out to you to tell you that she's going through some stuff with a dude. Well, I'm that dude.
Okay.
How long you been seeing my wife?
Hey, man, you know, about a year, but who counting? You know what I'm saying?
A year. That's about the time we started having some issues. Yeah. Y'all come on over to this party.
Hey, man, I'm sure we can try to figure this kind of situation out.
No. Pump your brakes. You're my wife. I don't give a about her either. They say, you know what? I've always believed this. There are no mistakes up in this. Everything happens the way it's supposed to be, so it's funny how you call me.
Okay, listen, man. Listen.
How do you get this number?
My boy gave me this
number. No, there's no question how you get this number. You probably called me directly from her.
My boy gave me this. Leave Simone out of this, man.
No, you can't tell me right now. You know what? I'm about to get up this phone with you right now. I'm going to call her. Matter of fact, I ain't going to call her at all. Don't tell her. You my wife? Just bring her to the party. I got a guest list for your. I got a 380. I got a Smith. I got a Wesson. I got a size 14 Taylor to go right up your. So you just come on over to this party.
Okay. Hey, man. Listen. My boy gave me your number, man. So,
I don't know who my boy is. Marcus said he don't know you.
Marcus don't know me, but guess who else knows me, though, that you don't know?
Well, say something.
Hey, Brad, this is Nephew Tommy, man, from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. Your boy Marcus got me the prank phone call you.
What? I don't give a... This is some... I'm going to get all y'all in here.
Hey, Brad, what was you going to do with the party, man?
Look at here, man. This is about to be a can of whoop in this.
Hey, man, let me ask you something. What's the baddest radio show in the land?
It's the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
What y'all think? Not bad?
Yeah.
Huh? Very good.
How y'all feel about that?
I think you're going to really get it one day.
We're
going to
get a call one day. I'm down at the...
Come get me.
Come and get me.
I didn't prank Shaq once. I'm going to prank him now. About his foot. We want you to come in and get it...
And get it cut off.
Think about this. Instagram College. Just let that marinate for a moment. A university in China is offering courses on how to become a social media star. This is a college course now.
On
okay?
the line?
Yeah.
And you this, can't do it on the line?
And this, stop it, Jay. And this is serious business. It may seem crazy, but this fashion entrepreneur and blogger has earned $46 million. He earned that back in 2016. His name is Zhang. More than China's top actresses. Since going to college.
She's not coming in. It's a break it up.
Moving on. Here's a question. Do you spend more time with Facebook than your friends or you know, being on social media or whatever than your friends, even when you're together?
No.
It says ignoring your real life friends right in front of you because you're busy with social media has become such a problem and a common practice now. Psychological researchers from the University of Kent have dubbed this fubbing. Fubbing.
What was that again?
You heard me. Fubbing. It's called phone.
When you're on Facebook so much.
Yeah, it's called phone snubbing. Yes. Phone snubbing.
So
it's also known as phone snubbing. So with your friends, you're just ignoring them and you're on your phone.
There. Oh, no, you can't do that with my friend. Yeah. No. We'll knock your phone out your hand. We don't care about you.
And phone snubbing is the practice of focusing on your phone instead of the friend sitting around the table with you.
Well, we're so connected to the phone now.
We really are.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
The old picture back in the day when people got finished with sex, they would smoke. Now... They grab,
you grab your phone. You grab your phone, yeah.
And send somebody a text. He was terrible again.
Yeah.
All right, Tommy, I love you. Listen to this, rich man. Rich men are getting tired of being trapped, okay?
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Strawberry Letter is coming up next. Get ready for that. But first, according to a report in the New York Post, listen, guys, more and more rich men who spend time vacationing, like in the Hamptons and things like that, they're getting vasectomies. Mm-hmm. Why, do you ask? They're getting vasectomies so women looking to settle down mm-hmm. cannot trap them by getting pregnant. You know, that's big. That is big. These guys who want to have fun, you know, over the summer, like we all do, they want to, you know, hop from bed to bed, as it were. They believe they have been lied to by women who claim they're on the pill when they're actually not on the pill. Okay, women who attempt and sometimes succeed in such a stunt know that they're in line for 18 to 20 years of child support if they can pull it off. And since the guys are rich, those who would be some big, those would really be some big checks coming in, you know?
Sure, so, you mean them three?
Huh?
You mean them three, don't you?
Oh, ooh, Jay, up, Tommy, and Steve.
You're not worried about it, Jim?
Yeah, I ain't got to worry about this story. You can take my mic off. Worry about Jim. Turn my mic off. I don't
have since the guys are rich, you know, there would be some big checks coming in, like I said, sometimes in the big six
Remember
figures.
Ray Donovan? They had an episode where the guy,
one
they
of the came. First
you a Ray Donovan fan?
In the beginning, I was. First, I watched the very first one where the lady was taking a condom. And Ray Donovan had to protect him to come in and got the condom because she put it on ice and she was gonna get pregnant.
Get the sperm.
So that happens. Yeah. That happens. Yeah.
Even to athletes. Even if you have a condom.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. My eggs and they just
they gone.
There's nobody.
Ain't no way.
No.
And you're so old, you don't need.
Yeah, so you're right, Steve.
They not eggs, though. You shouldn't have eggs.
They mine are eggs.
You shouldn't have eggs.
What's that? Eggs?
Jay.
How the hell you got eggs?
Yeah, I got eggs.
Jay, you didn't
eat man. Eggs. What did Junior say?
Oh, this is it.
I'm falling apart.
You're sick and die. Here we go.
Sick and die.
I ain't got to do it. My sperm is not swimming. It's backstroking. So I ain't worried about nothing.
They say my egg.
My egg. No, I ain't got that to worry about. No.
All right. So there you go.
A miracle from God.
Shirley, what are we
happened.
Doing? We're doing a strawberry
letter. We're doing the strawberry letter.
Strawberry letter, huh? Buckle up. Hold on tight. Strawberry letter.
Here we go. Subject, years and years of cheating. Mm. Dear Steve, Shirley, and Tommy, I'm a wife of 14 years. I've been with my husband for 18 years. We were together as young teenagers. He doesn't know that I've been seeing someone else since before we got married. I love this other man simply for the man that he is. When we're together, his focus is 100% on me. He has limitless sex drive is what she meant to say, and pleases me every time. About a year ago, I began a sexual relationship with another man who I care very much for. I love his company, I love the sex, and I feel safe when we are together. My husband and I spend 90% of our time arguing, screaming, yelling, and slinging insults. I know everyone will say that it's because of my cheating, but my husband has no idea. Never busted me. It's more about his shortcomings. He hardly works. I pay mostly everything, and I don't respect him for that. I love him, but I don't like who he has become. Sometimes I pray that he comes home after I am asleep so I don't have to hear his voice. He failed me. I believed in him. But in all these years, he has failed to deliver. His only true passion is smoking weed. Am I wrong for running to the arms of two very successful men? Well, morally, I know. Take that all in, right? Morally, yes, of course you're wrong. I mean, you know as well as I do that this is adultery and that cheating is wrong. You know that. But, I mean, why did you write the letter is the question. Is this like a true confession sort of thing that you just wanted to get this off your chest? What is really going on with you? And I'm, quite frankly, I'm not surprised that your husband never caught you because usually women are just way smarter than men at cheating. But having said that, you are miserable in your marriage and something else is going on. You're cheating with not one but two different men. I don't get that. Why just haven't you filed for divorce? You're some sort of serial cheater, I think.
Wow.
Wow, that's an interesting statement.
I think she's sort of, I think you enjoy the thrill of cheating, you know, of possibly getting caught maybe or something. You need that excitement in your life because honestly, I don't think you ever gave your marriage a fighting chance because you admitted you were cheating with this man before you even married him. Now you're cheating not only on your husband, but you're cheating on the man you started cheating with. So you're just a serial cheater to me. Steve?
Years and years of cheating. Let's start at the bottom of the letter. Am I wrong for running to the arms of two very successful men? You're asking us this? Am I wrong? You already know.
For real.
But the thing is, you don't care, though. Okay, then now let's go back up to the top. Shirley, Steve, and Tommy. You're the first person to ever put Tommy in the strawberry letter. And I know why. Because he's been talking a lot during the strawberry letters. And we offer you our humblest apologies about that. Now let's get to the letter. You've been a wife for 14 years. You've been with your husband for 18. You got together as teenagers. He doesn't know that I've been seeing someone else since before we got married. Okay, right there.
Yeah.
Right there. You were never, ever committed to this man or to the marriage. Now you got the nerve in your letter after you state your case as to why you're with these two men. You say in the nerve of you to say, he failed me. I believed in him, but in all these years, he has failed to deliver. He has failed you.
Right.
You've never really been the man's wife. Mm. You've never been true to him.
Right.
You've never been committed to him.
Yeah.
And then you got the audacity to turn around and say that this man has failed you. Failed you. You're getting out of him what you deserve, which is nothing. You ain't putting nothing in. You've been getting a lot put in you, but you ain't put nothing in. Oh, you a trip, lady. You mad because he's smoking weed. Hell, you ain't here.
You got to do something. You ain't here, Steve.
You drove watching, watching cartoons, eating cereal, and smoking weed. You ain't here.
We'll be back with more of Steve's response to the strawberry letter.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
But Steve, come on, finish with your response to part two of today's strawberry letter. Let's have it right now.
This woman right here, Shirley says, is just a chronic cheater, and that's what she is. I don't care. See, one of the things we were discussing off the air was she's been seeing this man since before they got married.
Yeah.
She says, I love this man simply for the man that he is. When we're together, his focus is 100% on me. He has unlimited sex drive. And pleases me every time.
She's a freak.
Okay, then the question was, well, why didn't she marry him then?
Well, the exactly. The other guy.
Because then guess what? If she'd have married him, she would still be seeing someone else.
Mm-hmm. Let me
explain something to you. If you have a husband.
Okay, break it
down. And you're cheating on him with someone since you were married. And your description of this other man is that when we're together, his focus is 100% on me. He has unlimited sex drive and pleases me every time. Okay, that you would think was the ultimate.
Mm-hmm.
Right. You're after right. That,
yeah.
She goes, about a year ago, I began a sexual relationship with another man for what? You just said.
Uh-huh.
He was a man
who
is unlimitless and pleases
unlimited.
You every time you turn around and go get another man.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You're not just a cheater.
You freak of the week.
She's a freak.
Come on.
For real.
You just, what's wrong with you?
She can't get enough.
Why don't you sit your hot, trashy tail down somewhere?
Insatiable. Yeah.
You just thirsty.
Uh-huh. She's just wild.
You just a big old thirsty babe.
Yeah, yeah.
It's nothing worse than an old thirsty chick. You're just thirsty.
Shirley.
Everything you see, you got to drink.
That's her.
Just sit your tail down somewhere.
She's just wilding out.
Do you have children?
She didn't say that.
But does she?
She probably does after 14 years of marriage.
Now, this other man who I care for very much, love his company,
she wouldn't know
love that. The sex, and I feel safe when he together. Oh, he just great big old... Mandingo, big old slave lover.
If she did have children, who would the daddy be, though?
She ain't got that kind of time.
Yes.
It ain't the dope smoker.
Why don't you just open up a circus?
A what?
A circus. You got a freak show. You got a Mandingo man. You got a weed smoker. Yeah. Just open up a circus and have exhibits. Wee.
Here he, come on, come on.
Here he is, smoking weed all day, Reefer Man.
Reefer Man.
I think we get it.
Oh, we get it.
We gotta go.
So much ignorance.
Yeah. It's overload. Ignorance overload, isn't it? Email or Instagram us your thoughts on today's Strawberry Letter at My Girl Shirley. Let's see if you guys feel the same way. Here's a survey, a study that says men reveal what makes some women boring to them, okay? Mm. All right, so Steve, here we go. Do you agree with this? We're going to ask. This is according to a survey from The Frisky. The Frisky.
Oh, The Frisky.
Yeah, these are some traits that guys say make some women boring. They say a really hot woman who thinks she doesn't need to have an engaging personality because of her looks.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely.
Cute but nasty. Just you know, the way she
because
acts,
that
yeah.
goes to the old saying that Boomerang's grandmama taught us.
Mm-hmm. What was
she
that?
Said, I don't care how fine a woman is, there's a man somewhere sick and tired of her ass.
Yes,
it's
that's true. That's absolutely true.
Next, yep. Shirley.
So you guys agree. Okay,
definitely.
A woman who only talks at others and never asks any questions.
Like talk down to people all
yeah,
the time.
Talk,
yeah. Yeah, that's a turn off.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay, you guys agree with that. Here's one. A girl who hides her intelligence or has no independent intellectual curiosity. She just, she doesn't want you to know
I've
how smart she is.
I've never had that problem. They all been smarter than
well,
me.
Well, they all going to be smarter than me.
Hell yeah. My wife way smarter
than me. You ain't smarter than me. Your ass really needs to stay.
You got no business being with me.
Because two ignorant people can't be in this relationship.
Yeah. It ought to be against the law. Yeah.
What did you say? I know.
Get away from me.
You got to get away from me because there cannot be two ignorant people in this. I already don't know what to say. Now, you over here verifying it.
You got to be smarter than me. Right.
All right, here's one I know you'll agree with. This woman is a social media addict who cares more about portraying her life online, taking selfies and all that, rather than actually living it.
Love it. If you are with a girl who's got more pictures of herself in her phone, she's selfish.
Oh.
That's what it's about. Mm-hmm. It's all about her.
Okay. All right. You guys, so everybody agree with that?
Yeah,
social
agree,
media
yeah.
addict?
Oh, definitely.
No, I can't deal with that.
But if you're sending me pictures, though, you know what I'm saying? I'm not going to be against that. You know?
She can be as selfish as she wants to be.
She don't send pictures, yeah.
Selfish and naked pictures, I'm good with them. I'm actually comfortable with this.
Oh, now you're
agreeing
with
nothing brightens your day like a naked picture.
But really. I thought you said she was selfish.
Well, if she's sending you naked pictures, that's a whole different
thing. Now she's sharing.
Is that cool?
And stop chopping off the heads, too, okay? I want to see everything.
Total package.
I don't want...
Total package. Yeah.
If you don't see me a naked picture with your head chopped off, that's disrespectful.
Steve, come on. Steve.
Can I say one more thing? Steve's quiet. Clean up the background when you take that picture, okay?
I know he heard me.
Well,
a social media addict who cares more about portraying her life online rather than actually living it.
I have kids, so.
All right. Here's another one, guys. Uh-huh. A woman who has no independent interests or hobbies.
Yeah.
Please.
Yeah.
Oh, you got to be doing something.
Yeah, do something.
I love a woman with low self-esteem, though. I do, man.
Well, that's
I
just because yours
is low. Well, you down there, too.
Yeah, hell yeah. Her low might not be low to you. Yeah. You like a woman with low self-esteem only because it makes yours seem high.
Welcome, Ned.
But your little low aiming ass.
So,
I'm having a very bad day.
All right, well, here's the last one. Women who only talk gossip. That's all they have to do. Their whole conversation is gossip. Mm.
No.
Gossip, gossip, gossip.
Nah, I don't talk to them. No.
Can't gossip at the bank. Mm. They deal in facts down there.
Uh-huh. Okay. You agree with Steve. Jay?
Yes, I agree. Yeah, okay. Women who gossip a lot.
Okay.
If we in bed and she want to gossip, I don't care what she's saying. She can say whatever she wants.
It's because you're
I listen to all of that.
We'll be back after these jams. There he goes.
Let her talk.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Mm-hmm. That's how good God is.
Yes, he
He's
is.
He's good.
Yeah.
Oh.
Lord Jesus. Yes, he is. Help! Glory.
Yes, yeah.
To my Savior. Lord have mercy. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning, sister.
How's everybody? Hi, Junior.
Morning, Sister Odell.
Good. You're working on your voice, I see.
Yes, ma'am. It's getting out.
Mm-hmm. Based it on up. You can't get a wife with a high voice.
Yes, ma'am.
They don't like it. Everybody in the house can't be screaming, sounding like.
Yes, ma'am.
Got to be able to know who the woman is.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Mm-hmm. Hello, Tommy.
Good morning, Sister Odell.
I was with Kate the other day.
Yep, my mama, uh-huh.
We had a good time. We was talking about you. You need to call her again, you know.
Yeah, I call her. We talk every other day. You know, mama on the payroll. Mama well taken care of.
And I didn't say that. I said you need to call her. Something happened.
Oh, really?
Ain't nothing negative. It's about you.
Uh-oh.
Okay. You want to tell me what's happened?
I just said you need to call your mama. Now you want me to talk about it out here?
No. But if it's what I
well,
think
I just had some child support papers came to the house. That is what the second conversation you having on the radio was obviously too late.
Yeah.
Now, what I think you need instead of a vasectomy is an attorney.
You had to ask, didn't you? You had to ask, Tommy.
Okay. Bring it up. Now you're sitting up in here, got a situation. Hi, Jay Anthony.
Good morning, Sister Odell. How you doing?
Nice to have you over here. You know, I never could talk to you when you was on Tom's show.
No, that would have been difficult.
No, difficult is one thing. Impossible is something else.
You're absolutely right.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Carly.
Hey, Sister Odell. How you doing?
Good, good, good. Seen Tasha on Instagram the
yes,
other
ma'am.
Day. Got all A's.
Yes, ma'am. She's on the honor roll. Yes, ma'am.
Girl, that's something. That's a smart baby you got.
Thank you, Sister Odell. I'm so proud of her.
She's smart. Hello, Shirley.
Well, hello, Sister Odell. How are you?
Mm-hmm, I'm fine. Don't overdo it.
It's fake, Sister Odell. You weren't feeling that.
No sincerity in it.
Well, you know, I just want to make sure that we're on, you know, the same accord. We're getting along now. So I just wanted to, you know, put a little extra into it because that's how I'm feeling
today.
That's
all right, though. How's your husband?
Well, he's doing fine. Thank you for asking. How's
yours? You ought to put a little extra into your cooking.
Mm. What was that?
Yeah.
Put a little
I just
extra
said she need to put a little extra into the cooking since she putting extra into things.
Oh, I thought you said cookie. I'm sorry.
I thought you said that.
I just don't have time.
Now, cooking.
Odell.
Oh, she passing out cooking. That ain't a problem. That's why he ain't left yet.
All right, let's move on.
The cooking ain't the problem. It's the cook in.
Move on, yeah. Sister Odell.
Oh, he cook it up.
Wait, if you got good cookie, do you have
yeah,
to cook?
Yeah, cook. The oven stay on.
Apparently not.
Right.
Apparently not.
Right.
But it's not for cooking.
I'm going to say no, Jay.
No, you don't. You know, when you ain't had a man that long as she had when she get one, it's a tear down process. Whole man probably just getting toe down.
Can we change the subject, Sister Odell?
We could. What you want to change it to?
Well, I mean, did you hear about Tiger Woods?
You know, I heard about Lil Po Tiger.
Yeah. He was arrested for DUI. There was no alcohol found
in the report,
though.
It ain't got to be, though. Tiger Black now, see?
Yeah. It's official.
Tiger name gonna get changed to Panther. Yeah, it's official now. Once you get arrested and get your ass whooped down at the police station, welcome back to Black. I bet on the police report you ain't a Cablin Asian.
No, it's Black.
Cablin Asian.
You didn't see that mugshot in that mugshot.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Not at all.
Just like my third husband when they arrested him down in Jupiter, Florida.
Really? Oh. Who? What was his name?
Cleafus.
What did he get arrested for?
What did he get arrested for?
Yes.
Yeah. Man.
'Cause he was Black.
Okay.
Tiger wasn't even driving his car. He was asleep.
Yeah, that's what they said.
They woke his ass up to take him to jail.
Oh, yeah. Bless his heart, he was asleep.
He was asleep. Yeah.
He was sleeping in the car with both his rims messed up.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He didn't lie, though. He said there wasn't no alcohol involved.
0.0.
And it was 3 in the morning. It was 3 a.m.
3 in the morning coming from a restaurant.
A what?
A restaurant. You can't hear?
It's just restaurants. It's restaurants.
Yeah.
That's what I said.
But
what show is you heffers listening to?
But say it again, Sister.
Restaurant. Yeah. He was at a restaurant and he fell asleep on the way home. Couldn't find a white girl to drive him home, I guess.
Is a restaurant like a restaurant? Are they the same?
I think so.
Excuse me?
That's what she said.
Watch it, Jay. No. Okay.
Yeah. Wait, hold on. New man.
I let it go.
You don't know, do you?
No, I let it go.
Okay. Well, let it go. Let it go same way Tom let you go.
I'm a Jay, like I told him. I'm not going nowhere, Sister Odell.
You ain't got to go nowhere, but you don't want this, though.
I'm not leaving, Sister Odell.
Be nice, Sister Odell.
I am nice.
I'm not.
I'm looking at CNN right now. They got Tiger Woods drunk looking ass on that now.
Yeah, I feel sorry for him. I do.
I don't. You know, welcome back. I told you you wasn't gone.
Can we pray for him?
Yeah. Hey, another athlete made news lately. Shaq. Well, not actually Shaq, but Shaq's feet.
Did you see that?
Have you had a chance to see that foot, Sister Odell?
Yeah, I seen it.
That's my boy. I got to talk to him about it.
You sound a little sad, Sister Odell.
Well, you know, feet ain't, you know. I ain't never mad a man cause his feet.
Yes, ma'am.
As long as they can walk to work.
That's all
they got to be good for.
All right. Thank you, Sister Odell, for stopping by as always. Coming up at 41 after the hour, Nephew Tommy's Weekend Confessions.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, it is time for the nephew's Weekend Confessions. And the number is 877-29-STEVE. We know how much you love this segment.
Can I go first?
You have a confession?
I got a little song.
In your own segment, huh?
Well, yeah. It's been going on since the whole weekend. But my number two is going through talking about she wants to start going out with other people since I don't have a lot of time for her.
Since you're married now, you mean you can bring it back.
So what I have done is taken her.
You don't remember saying this earlier.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, good. I ain't told you what I did. I took her cell phone and deleted every male phone number in there. Now you can't do them call women. That's it. Other than that, it's just saying this. We ain't got time.
You did what, Tommy?
I deleted every male name out of her phone.
This is your number two.
This is number two. Yeah.
How y'all doing this morning?
What you not gonna do?
It's a matter of time.
You're not gonna be number two and make calls. That's what you're not gonna do. I like it.
No, exactly.
Like it a lot. Love you.
Not gonna be in here calling
your shots.
It's not your job to be number two and call other people. Where did he do that at?
Why is Jay co-signing?
Where did they do that at?
That's fine.
You a number two. Stop trying to be a number one.
That's fine. Thank you.
Wow.
No, your position. So you guys are cool with this? He's married and.
No, I'm not cool with this at all.
Okay, thank you. Somebody.
I done told y'all that this fool's marriage was in trouble right after he said I do.
You did say that.
No, he doesn't understand any of the rules.
That's New Mount Calvary Baptist Church. Yeah.
Junior, what are you doing?
What are you mumbling?
Hey, Tommy, I just got off the phone with the Harlem Boys Choir. They are free this Friday.
The funeral is soon. Yeah, it's soon. Yeah.
Why are we going to kill him?
To sing at his funeral.
To sing at his funeral. They ain't doing nothing this Friday. It's rare you get the Harlem Boys Choir. To perform at your funeral.
You booking them for me?
I just got the phone with him. Hung up with him. Name Fred. Fred say they free Friday.
You better go ahead and book them, Tommy.
I'm going to book them.
I'm just saying.
Okay. All right.
Keep saying.
Going through a few things, but I get past it.
Well, what did she say? Did she know you blocked all the guys' numbers from her phone?
She don't know that yet. She'll see it.
Wow.
She'll see it. What? She know her phone.
Yeah. What does your wife know? That's what I want to know. What does she know?
She ain't got nothing to do with this, Shirley. Oh.
Wow.
Steve, you just heard what he said out of his mouth.
Yeah. No, man, go ahead.
This is about as dumb.
Why is she mixing one and two together? Why are you doing that?
Well, you numbered them, so she was just concerned about number one.
Know your number.
Know your place.
Junior, happening now, Junior?
No, ma'am. He's not that very tall.
I can't hear Junior. What is he
we
saying?
Just need
he acting like he's booking a funeral. You're going to stop.
Are going to do.
He said he's not that tall.
Did I have to say something about plot?
No, man. Yeah, his plot. No, we don't need the whole 7 foot. We just need to be by 3 feet.
It ain't even got to be deep.
It ain't got to be deep at all.
A shallow grave.
Shut up, Jay.
That's how short he is.
Promise you, man.
You're real short when your grave don't even have to be 6 feet. Just make it about 3 feet.
That's 3 feet.
Save money.
You're not going to sit up and make fun of the man I agree with.
Thank you, bro.
Thank you, Jay.
I appreciate you, Jay. Stay with me, man.
I understand.
Jay, did you hear anything that Tommy said?
She's got no business calling people, Shirley. Well, who she need to call? Him. Just him.
Thank you. Okay. You need one number in your phone.
In fact, need a phone with no numbers on it at all. She came down. It's just a receiver.
People call you, hello.
You can just receive calls.
Why can't I call?
Because you can't call no damn body.
You can't dial out.
I can't
leave
this boy.
Okay, Steve, you have nothing to say.
Hey, man, do you have phone calls?
That's what we're waiting right
now.
Yeah,
we're waiting.
Again,
yeah.
877-29, Steve, it is time. Weekend confessions. The booth is open. Call me. Let me know what you did this weekend that you shouldn't have done. Don't call in here with your real name. Keep it on the low. I know how I go. I've been there. I've been there. I'm there now. So just I'm riding with you. Call me. 877-29 Steve. Get it off your chest.
Junior,
any other confessions?
Yeah.
Hey, McCoy and Harris say they open at 11. They want the viewing to be from 11 to 1.
You know McCoy Harris and funeral home. You going big. I like it, Junior.
Yeah. They say that they can do the viewing from 11 to 1. They had the services from 2 to 3.
I'm not going to the viewing. We already know what he looks like.
Oh, okay. Right. I'll be back and find out who's Rim Motown available.
Tommy, when your wife finds out.
Mm-hmm. He's going to be dead. It's gonna be, I got everything together for him.
Really?
Quit saying wife. Mm-hmm. Let's start there.
Okay. He's married.
Quit saying wife.
But why? What should we say?
I don't know, but quit saying wife, because this fool don't understand that.
Yeah.
Didn't you talk to him before you did this?
And the same goes when y'all talking about, you know, her getting all my money when I pass. Why would I put her in my will? Because if you love me the way you love me, or supposed to love me, when I pass, you should be a couple of days right behind me, shouldn't you?
Man, this logic. Woo.
Man, okay, let's go to the phone. Yeah.
Line
nobody.
Eight. Let's go to Shanae out of Tennessee.
Give me soulmates. Hey, baby girl, what's your name?
My name is Shanae.
Shanae, what's your confession, baby?
Okay, so me and my husband was barbecuing this weekend, and it was just me and him. So I was like, I hadn't done anything off the chain in a while. So I went outside in the bus, and, you know, because we're the only people on the street, first of all. So I went out there, and, you know, I'm trying to break him off. And then my mom pulls up, and I'm like, totally naked. So I ducked up under my cover for my scooter that I have, and I'm under there, and my mom is talking forever. You know, he's fully dressed, so, you know.
Okay, hold on, baby. We can't lose this. Hold on. We're going to go to commercial. You hold tight. We want to hear this.
We're going
to
jam. We're going to play a jam, too. Mm-hmm. Just hold on, Shanae.
This is crazy. Call us to confess, 877-29-STEVE.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Okay, we're in the middle of weekend confessions. We left off talking to a young lady named Shanae, Tommy. Mm-hmm. She called in, and just bring us up to speed. What's going on with Shanae? Let's get her on the line.
Well, Shanae decided she was going to get buck wild and went outside buck naked to, you know, to liven things up with for her and her man, and then her mama pulled up, so... We're going to pick up from right there. We butt naked outside.
She had to duck down behind something.
Yeah. Was it a scooter?
The cover from her scooter or something?
Go ahead. Let me hear it. Where is she at?
Shanae?
Yes, I'm here. So I'm under the scooter cover. It's like
okay, hold on. Let me just, I don't really like messing with this, but Tommy won't fix the story. You want to throw some spice into your marriage because you and your husband hadn't done nothing crazy in a while. Y'all live on the street.
No,
y'all
we
ain't
do
got
all the time. That was the problem. That's why I couldn't come out.
Oh, okay. So you decided to go outside while your man was barbecuing butt naked.
Right.
So you went out there butt naked, and when you get out there, your mama pull up.
Yes.
Now, what did you do after that? Now let's go.
So I'm just under there, and my mom
you
is
under where, baby?
The scooter cover.
So scooter?
Under the yeah, scooter what kind cover? Of scooter?
Like a moped.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
So I'm just under it, you know, just waiting for her to leave, and she's talking forever. I don't even know what she's talking about. I'm like, Lord. And so his daughter pulls up. She's here from out of town. She comes with the baby, so my dog is buck wild. He comes running outside, and he's like, what is this under the scooter? And I'm like, oh, my God, I cannot have this happen. This girl down here, and she gonna tell her mama that I was under the scooter, and my mama was there. It was just horrible. The whole thing was horrible. My husband's just talking away. He's not even trying to hint to anybody, like, go home or nothing.
How long were you under there?
Like 45 minutes.
Ooh, man. Shanae.
Like what was the dog saying?
The dog is just like coming back over there and smelling. I'm like, go in the house. Go in the house, you know. And he's like, you know, no, somebody's under here. And I'm just like, oh, my God. My husband's like, get in the house, Dexter. And I'm like, you are not helping. Tell my mama to get in the car. Tell your daughter to get in the house. So finally, they went in the house. The daughter went in the house and did something with the baby. So, yeah, the grandbaby's there, too. So she went and did something with the baby, and I was able to crawl back in the house.
Did y'all finish? Did y'all stop?
No, we didn't finish.
Shanae, we know this is crazy.
This is the greatest naked story I've heard.
You know this is crazy, Shanae.
Everybody coming in that backyard.
I know. I was like, this is horrible. And it's dark under there, mosquitoes. I got mosquito bites in places unknown to anybody. And I'm like, this is horrible. This is like the worst thing ever.
Yeah, I'd have just stood on up.
They just had to see me, huh?
Started that moped and rode off.
Nice gnats biting y'all in the butt and everything.
What, Steve?
I'd have got on up. I'm under that cover. Cranked up that moped and sat on it and rode off naked.
That's funny.
Get this. Visual. Right.
Because I can't stay bent over that long no damn way.
I'm going to do it again next week.
No, not that. Something maybe different. Yeah, I'm going to give it a while. I can't hear anything else like
that. I'm just curious, baby. How tall are you? How tall are you?
I'm 5'9".
Oh, she's tall.
Okay. Oh, yeah. That's
what size clothes you wear?
22.
You was up under this what cover?
How the hell?
Wait a minute. I got it. That's where I come in at. No.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right. We're back in all our glory. Okay, listen. We're in the middle of Weekend Confessions with the nephew, okay? He is right here.
Yeah. I'm not here to help you. I just want to hear what you're going through. If you've been butt naked up underneath a moped with a cub on top of it, call your boy and let me know what's happening in your life. Yeah, size 22 or size 2. It don't matter what size you are. 877-29-STEVE.
That's right. Let's go to line 7 and talk to TJ out of Georgia.
TJ.
Hey, it is so good to be on the radio listening to each of you. I wake up and listen even when I don't have to work in the morning. However, I'll tell you a story. I met a guy about a month ago, and we had been talking back and forth. So we decided to get together this weekend. I took one of my best friends because I really didn't know him. I go into the restaurant, and he was already there. And I see him, but I wasn't sure, but you know, normally in some of my dates, I mean, they'll get up, they'll walk over to you, they'll be a gentleman. Anyway, he was looking at me, gesturing for me to come over there. I was gesturing for him to come over there. So we met halfway. I get at the table. He had already ordered a pitcher of beer, right? I don't know you. I don't know if you put anything in it. But I saw him drinking it, so I'm drinking the beer, and we do that. And he's starting to do all this hard dancing. Then he wanted another pitcher of beer. So make a long story short, and then he pulled a chair over and went and pulled me over to sit by. So he got up to pay the waitress, and as he paid the waitress, I gestured to my friend, let's go. And so as he was paying, I ran out and got my car and left. Didn't say goodbye. And so he texted me, and I told him that I'm not good at saying goodbyes, but I miss you.
Wait a minute. You told him you miss him?
Yeah, because I had to leave. It was just crazy. He was not a gentleman. I've never experienced anything like that, but I just left.
You don't miss him though.
Nothing. We were gone, and we went to Church's Chicken.
Okay, but you don't miss him though. Why are you telling me?
It made him feel better. It made him feel better as a man.
All right.
He stroked his ego.
You gotta let an ignorant person down easy.
Right.
In the words of my daddy, don't snatch your head out the lion's mouth. You got to ease it out.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I didn't say it. I'm just not good at saying goodbyes, and you know, so he went a second day, but I don't think so. But it's not sexy for a man to overdance. You know, he's like in his 30s. They don't know what to do these days.
Overdance, boomerang.
You know, you can dance, but when you overdance, you order pitchers of beer, and all this is
Hard.
What kind of gyrating was he doing?
Was his hands above his waist, real high in the air? That's not good at all.
He got up and I was ghost.
He had hands over his head, and dropped it 3 times.
Not good at all, no.
I'm telling you, like Eddie Murphy and Boomerang when he was on the dance floor with Robin Givens.
Did he turn his butt to you?
Did he twerk?
Did he? I'm like, oh, baby.
Did he twerk?
Did he twerk?
Don't read a book or something. But yeah, so I left him.
Mm-hmm. All right, baby, we got to go. I miss you.
All right, love you.
You miss her already, Tommy.
I miss you already, baby. Bye-bye.
Thank you, TJ. Let's go to line 3 and talk to Onyx out of North Carolina.
Hey, Onyx.
Hey, how you guys doing?
What's going on, babe? I got 30 seconds. Let's go real fast.
All right. This weekend, my wife and I were chilling. We decided to play some spades because the kids were out the house.
Hold on.
You heard it.
You're going to have to wait.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right. We got to get back to these weekend confessions.
All right.
Good today, nephew.
They ain't bad at all. We got Onyx on the line. She gave us a call, and she was telling us about her wife, and we stopped right there. So, Onyx?
Hey, how you doing?
All right, babe. Take it from the top for me.
Okay, so it was the weekend. We didn't have nothing to do. The kids were at the grandparents for the whole week.
Hey, Onyx. Like,
yeah.
Is it two wives in this story?
Yeah.
Okay, I just need to be clear on that.
My voice don't match my exterior, though. So think like the brat and then another feminine lady.
Oh, okay.
And you are the brat?
You the brat?
Right. Mm-hmm.
You the brat.
Right, not okay, the feminine. All right.
We got
brat.
It. Oh, okay. We got it.
All right.
Oh, you said, you the feminine one?
No, she the brat.
No, she the brat.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
Nah, you're good. But yeah, we sent the kids to our grandparents for the whole weekend, Friday through Sunday, and we were sitting in the house with nothing to do, and we decided to play some spades. But it got a little boring, you know, being the two people there, so I decided that we should call up a set of friends of ours that we're really good friends with. We've been friends with for years. Again, another couple just like us with one masculine one and one feminine one, and we called them up to play spades, but the masculine one was out of town on work, but her wife was home. So she's like, I'll come through and play with you guys. Me and my wife are like, okay, no problem. We always have a good time. We play cards. No problem.
I'm scared.
So we go around and we start playing spades. Now, we're in North Carolina in the middle of the summer, so it's hot and our air conditioner is on, but we've been drinking. You know, once that liquor set in,
come on, DeBrett.
Kind of heat.
Come on, DeBrett.
Different kind of
heat.
So I was like, okay, night went on. I'm like, okay, let's make this interesting because I'm sweating like a runaway slave here. So I'm like, we're going to play strip spades and whoever loses their book, you know, comes up out of a piece of clothing. So everybody looks around the table. Everybody's in agreement. Well, a little bit of time wore on and one thing led to another. Some lines got blurred. Once everything was over, we dropped the person home. And now they're like texting and calling, but we don't know how to feel about that because we are really good friends with them as a couple. But, you know, her wife wasn't there. So now that's not real. When keeping it real goes wrong, you know?
Yeah, but do her wife know that something jumped off?
Nah.
Okay.
Do that type of stuff matter?
Yeah, you can't be crying.
How'd you feel if it was the other way around?
I mean, I wouldn't mind, but we are about that life, so it wouldn't be that big of an issue on my
side.
They are traditional, so they are not about that right life, so it may be a little bit different from their end.
Wait, what did you say, Onyx? Say that again, please.
We're not traditional. We're about that life, so if something like that was to happen on our end, it'd be fine with us because... Okay. Yeah. But in their sense, they're traditional. I don't think they're really into the M&M sharing. So I think that, you know, it might be a little bit different if it comes to light for them.
So let me get this right, DeBrett. So you...
Her name is Onyx.
Onyx.
So Onyx, you and your wife have an open relation, marriage.
Right.
So I'm just curious, though. Can your wife... have relations with a male?
Nah, that's not how the rules go.
Okay, see, I don't know the rules. I'm just trying to ask.
Nah, like we bring one female back, and we both have to agree on that person.
Okay. My uncle right, though. This is so damn confusing.
Yeah, I don't want to play with y'all.
It's confusing if you ain't in the game.
I don't want an extra hand.
It's not your about game. That line.
Calling me.
Yeah. I ain't about that line.
Time for just one more thing.
Yes,
Sand
sir.
And Soul, everybody.
Yes, sir.
October the 6th through the 9th. Some wonderful weekend. Y'all come join us out there at the beautiful Atlantis Hotel in the Nassau, Bahamas. The whole morning show going to be there practically. We're going to be so engulfed in radiant rays of sun. Mm-hmm. Just sitting around ordering drinks and food and eating stuff. You ain't got no business eating just
at all.
Delicious.
Yes.
We're going to be gambling all day, all night, shopping all day long. Sitting on the beach, sitting around the pool, riding on the lazy river, staying in five hotels. And Lord have mercy, the entertainment is off the chain.
Woohoo! You got that right.
Keep sweat.
Yes.
Salt and pepper.
Salt and pepper's
come
here.
On.
New
push it real.
Edition.
New edition.
Let me say
we just going to be up in there killing it, man. New. It's going to be so, so nice. Y'all come join us. Go to sandandsoulfestival.com and make your reservations now. And come on, hang out with this show. And we're going to be doing it. And ride the lazy river.
Ride it out.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You're going to love that lazy river, man.
If you're down there,
get you a raft and
slides.
Just sit down. You ain't got to do nothing. You ain't got to push off.
Oh,
it just flows you, man.
Mm-hmm. You been on the slides?
No, I'm not rocking and down at no damn bullet speed and get thrown into no damn.
Oh, the slide.
He's got
fun,
hosting man. Gigs. Yeah.
No, I ain't got no time for water shoot up in my nose.
Tell me you did that? So,
yeah, I did a couple of them. I didn't do the big one that drops you down and you.
They wouldn't let you.
Nah.
See, right there. Right there.
One tall
I did
skin.
Not think about that.
You walked about right into that
you
one there.
That kid, get your little show.
Don't worry about them two. Man, I'm with you, Tommy. You.
Somebody come get this old ass looking baby.
Get your baby.
Get away from here, Mr. Boy.
Mr. Boy.
Mr. Boy. Old looking ass trying to ride on the big slide.
Whose baby has a cigar? Whose baby is this? I had to get one, Tommy. We still together, but I just had to get one.
What is that in his diaper? What is that in his diaper? But you were saying, Steve, go to sandandsoulfestival.com. Oh, we'll be in the Bahamas October 6th through the 9th, and we would love for you to join us. Yes, we want
if
you to
you
be
see
there.
See Tommy over there trying to get on that tall slide. Stop him from climbing up the step.
Don't y'all be running.
Get away from here, Mr. Boy.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.